This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Parshas Devarim, Parag Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Yes Yehoshua, Tziveisi, Ba'isa Hileimar, Einecha Harayois, Eis Kal Asher Asa, Hashem Eloi Keichem, L'Shnei HaMlachim Ha'Ela. I commanded Yehoshua at that time, saying, your eyes saw that which I did to those two kings. Ken Yasa Hashem L'Chol HaMamlachos, Asher Atoi V'Hashama. Likewise, God will do to all the kingdoms that you will traverse. Comes Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, and he points out in Kala Torah Kula, the word Yehoshua, spelled Yod Hei Vav Shin Ayin. It's spelled Male, but only Male in the sense that there's a Vav between the Hei and the Shin, but that there should be a second Vav between the Shin and the Ayin. We don't find such a thing, except for in this Pasuk. This word Yehoshua is spelled Male doubly. Yod Hei Vav Shin Vav Ayin. Why are there two Vavs in the word Yehoshua in Perek Gimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph? Says Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, Yehoshua ben Nun conquered 31 kings. However, amazingly, his name appears in the Torah only 30 times. In Shemois, 7 times. In Bamidbar, 13 times. In Devarim, 10 times, a total of 30 times. 27 times, Male Yehoshua. 3 times, Chaser Hoshea. But a total of 30 times. But he conquered 31 kings. Shouldn't his name appear 31 times? To be mashlim that the Torah gives him an extra vav, as if to say this should count doubly. This should count as Yehoshua with 2 vavs. This should count as the 31st Yehoshua. One for number 30, one for number 31. Now, the question is, why specifically is this Yehoshua spelled Shalem with 2 Vavs? Why not anywhere else? So in the Sefer Talalei Oirois, he suggests as follows. He says, this is the Pasuk that Yehoshua is promised. This is the Pasuk that Yehoshua is promised that he's going to conquer the 31 kings. So since this is a pasuk that specifically speaks about the Haftacha, that Yeshua will conquer the 31 kings, this is the pasuk that is Mashlim, the 31st Yehoshua, Keneged, the Laman Aleph, Malachim. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.